let's see what we can do to make your week a better week. The solution to having a bad week is to throw it away. Forget about it. Let's start over again. 7 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich is not. And the reason Rich is not here is because, he may show up later on this morning, his father passed away over the weekend. Rich is one of the basically, I don't know if strong is the right word, Jennifer. He's one of the most...
He's very stoic.
Yeah, he is pretty stoic. Mm-hmm. And I talked to him yesterday morning. I started out the conversation by suggesting his dad was an auto broker. Mm-hmm. And had been for all of his career. Richie was involved in the family business for a while before he got into radio. And his brother, his younger brother, is still in it. He has two brothers. One of them is a police officer. The other one is involved in this business. And it's, you know, how hard do you have to stretch to call it McFadden Auto Brokers? But they did. They bought and sold cars. So... I said it looked like there's a party on Friday sponsored by McFadden Auto Brokers because the service is going to be on a golf course. It mm-hmm. sort of reminded me, he got the irony of it because my father's service was at the country club where he had played golf every year for 40-some-odd years of his life. Every day. My father figured out from the time he was in his early 40s until he was in his 80s how to play golf every single day of the
really?
Year.
So he played at least something every day.
He would play. He had a course that he belonged to here in Massachusetts, and he had a course he belonged to in Palm Beach, and he would figure out how to make sure that there was golf.
Good for him, though.
Every
That's something
day
you love.
Life.
Why not do it every
it's
day?
It's like me in the farm, that sort of thing. Although in the wintertime, I'm happy to forget about it.
Right. And take a hike for
exactly.
a little while.
Yeah. So anyway, I got a note from Rich. And I guess that word stoic does apply. Jennifer, you saw the note.
Mm-hmm, I did.
And then you start thinking about all of the usual stuff.
I have
somebody,
to tell you,
you know,
it made me cry. And yeah. It's weird because you don't realize, you know, we work together every single day, but you don't realize how close we become. I mean, we mm-hmm. spend every single day together.
Well, we spend more time with each other than we do with anybody else in our lives. And
yeah,
that's pretty
and so
sobering.
When I read Rich's letter, and it had a little tear in my eye, and immediately I called my dad and just told him I loved him, because I think we have to take advantage of those opportunities.
I told your father I loved him, too.
Aw, that's
yesterday.
So sweet.
We were talking on Friday about something. Every once in a while, your father and I just have one of those conversations.
Yes.
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
And my dad's needed him lately. You know, he's been under a lot of stress, as we can all identify with, so that's good.
Well, we all can. We were talking about the... house, Jennifer's dad's house was basically flooded out, not from the bottom up, but from the top down.
From the top down. It is gutted.
That's what he said. He said everything's ripped out. That's how we were talking about that. It's going to be 6 months before he gets back in it. Were it me, I know. Probably it's easier said. If it were California, my home in California, I would just sell it and I'd move on. Mm-hmm. But my home on the farm here, I wouldn't. Do that, and that's what your father feels about that home.
Yeah, you wait it out.
Yeah, you fix it one way or the other. His father, your father's dog had to be put to sleep, and that bugs him, and there are all kinds of things. But anyway, I'm just thinking about how we communicate with one another. And I just sent Rich an email about an hour ago, and in the email I was thinking about how the last moments, you wonder, as I read through it again, what it was or is that makes up the last remembrance of somebody that you cared about. I don't mean to be morbid, and I'm not trying to be overly
one positive
dramatic.
Out of this for Rich is that, and I'm sure it's his story to tell, but his dad just passed away, it sounds like, very peacefully at his desk doing what he liked to do. He was playing on the computer.
Yeah.
And there's something to be said for that. I mean...
Yeah. Well, his father had some bad news. Father had cancer, lung cancer, and he never quit smoking. So when you're signing your own death warrant that way, mm-hmm. and apparently he knew that, he was talking about dealing with having to go through chemo again, but he also had an aneurysm it supposedly was fixed. And this is what more than anything else is troubling to me, because when you're told, how often are you told by the doctor? I remember how many times Tony, my former wife, has been told by surgeons, yep, we got it all.
Right.
And then she goes through another round of chemotherapy. She's been through it four times since 1991. And she said after the last one, she had her arm amputated last February and had to go through some chemo for a few months because they found some stuff that had been stirred up by the operation. You know, I'm not doing this anymore. Mm-hmm. Whatever course of events takes place, I'm just not going to do it anymore. And yeah, just that philosophy. And then you tie that. Richie's dad was 67. Had no interest in retiring. This sort of fellow who, and they have your own business, you just keep going as long as you want to keep going. But the discussions over the weekend of the debt limit and all the political hacking, and that's what it is, back and forth, hack, hack, hack. The one side and the other side, and whether or not we ought to raise the retirement rate or the retirement age to 67, and the implication of, I was thinking of this too, in terms of Medicare and Medicaid, and when you are eligible for all this stuff. So move it back already. People are living longer. They ought to be working more anyway. If you decide you want to retire, then you do it on your own good graces, and if you've made the arrangements, fine. But for the public sector, and this is something that really has to be dealt with, the public sector to continue, police, teachers, however, whoever, to get these retirement benefits at the age of 51, 52 is asinine, mm-hmm. and no longer acceptable. It has to stop. And now's the time for it to stop. People like Richie's dad, people like me, people like Rich is not self-employed, but he's got a job there that would probably, you can go as long as you want to. We have over the years, kind of crazy, created these artificial times. Some companies have said you must retire by this date.
Right.
I remember when Walter Cronkite retired, he didn't want to retire.
Right. They pushed him out.
Yeah. Because at 70, CBS says you got to retire. I know at my alma mater in Ohio, Heidelberg University, when the fellow who had run the music department for many years and had done a stupendous job of running it, he got to be 70, and the president of the college didn't like him. And so his name is Ferris Ohl, he wanted to keep working, and the college forced him out, even though he probably single-handedly contributed more to the growth of the college over a 30 years plus of running the music department and bringing some credibility and strength to the school. But because he had a clash with the fellow who was then president of the school, and the retirement age had been discussed, should we just get rid of it? We've since gotten rid of it. There's no reason for it. Why would you force somebody out of any situation that's still productive? You want to keep working?
Yeah,
keep working. Go force them out at the age of 70? What kind of stupid thinking is that? Good, productive. Yeah, it gets back around to, Jennifer, this sort of strange idea that companies have. They hire people who are younger and cheaper, but they don't have the experience.
Mm-hmm.
I've never understood. Why do you want to let a guy who's 50-some-odd years old go because he costs you more money, or a woman, same age, same thing? Why would
like
you
they
want
can't to keep up or something.
No, but they have the knowledge to make your company run better, smoother,
mm-hmm.
be more powerful, and yet you want to throw them away because they make a few bucks more.
Right.
How much does it cost you to train that person coming along? And by the way, the jobs numbers this past week indicate something really strange. If you're over 45 and you're applying for a job, remember, employers are not supposed to ask you, they can't under federal law even, how old you are. But they can look at your resume, see where you've worked, they meet you, they can size up. And people who are over 45 just aren't even getting callbacks. Or they're not getting, if you look at the resume and you figure, okay, he's had this many jobs and how many years, yada, yada. So they're not even calling people who are over 45 for many of these opportunities.
Do you think it's because people feel bad that they can't pay them and they'd rather not pay someone
younger? No, I think that has nothing
younger?
To do with it. I think
you
what happens
think
is
it's
that
ageist.
I think it's very. I think we are an extraordinarily ageist society. Easy for me to say as I keep creeping up, but you're creeping up too, there, kiddo.
Yeah,
everybody's
I know.
Creeping up. Doesn't stop.
Yeah, it beats the alternative, though, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, it sure does. Yeah, yeah. And I just wonder out loud whether, back to Richie's dad, he would have kept going. His desire would have been to keep going. But again, the old business about the number, regardless of what Bill Maher says, I was watching some of his program last night. He had Ann Coulter on, a couple of other people. It was interesting back and forth. And he also had Chaz Bono.
Oh, yeah.
Startling.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Cher will tell you the same thing, that she still can't get used to it.
It's startling.
Very strange.
For those of you who don't know the story, Ms. Bono has become Mr. Bono.
Right.
She was
Chastity
gay.
Became Chaz.
Chaz. But she was gay anyway, right? I think that was
she was, yeah. But she never felt gay. Now no. She just always felt like a man. So officially she's not gay anymore,
yeah.
I guess.
Did she have the operation to, you know, everything get changed?
Yes. Oh, yes.
How do you do that? How do you add it?
There's ways. They take cells from
really?
Certain areas.
Okay, and, never mind. Yeah. I don't need to know.
No.
So.
Trust me. I don't want to have to draw pictures.
Anyway. But the reason I went to Bill Maher is because he doesn't believe it. The movie he did called Religiosity was actually quite a good movie. I don't like him because I think he's an arrogant you-know-what. He's smug. Having the point of view that he has is swell. And it's very thought-provoking. I just think he's an arrogant, you know, making reference to the part of the body that was just added to Chaz Bono. He's that's the way he comes across. But some people like it, and it's well. It's good. For the first time, I think, in my life, Jennifer, I found Ann Coulter to be a sympathetic character. Isn't it?
Was it a moment of weakness on your part, or what happened?
I just found her. I'm not a fan of hers because I'm not a fan of that kind of strident politics. I think that's part of what the problem is in our country. But I found her to be she was bright and she got a couple of good shots in on Maher, and it was good. It was pretty entertaining actually. So anyway, the reason I went to Maher is because he was talking about religion. And what happens, and he had a fairly interesting analogy. So you stand there with a hairdryer and you're talking to it and you pray to God. And you put the hairdryer down and you're still praying and it's like the same thing. Who are you talking to? And how's the message getting across? And so when you think about the end of days, is it important? Many more people become believers in God or a higher power than is the case sometimes as you lead your life, that may or may not be okay. How do you know? You don't really know. But there are in this
don't,
circumstance.
That's why it's called faith.
Yeah, right. My guess is that there was a certain amount of faith. Rich's dad had a certain amount of faith. I think he cared a great deal about his family. And that's part of, I think, your faith. What do you have faith in? Faith in your family? Good. Faith in a supreme being? Fine, however you want to express it. But the reason that they're having his service at the golf course is because he, like my father, enjoyed Sunday morning on the, what do they call it, the links.
Food
for thought.
Links.
Always lots of great food for thought. Monday morning on Good Day, 21 after the hour.
Can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit thyroidki.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. Thyroidki.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Sam writes, I just want to point out from the perspective of a casual observer that when you get emotional about an issue, some undug Stefanish traits come to the surface. You're a great talk host and certainly my favorite. Listen to yourself, relax, and keep on giving us great radio.
Can you just tell you to calm down?
That makes me angry. And when Dr. Evil gets angry, Mr. Bigglesworth gets upset. And when Mr. Bigglesworth gets upset, people die!
Having fun with Doug Steffens today.
All right, here we are at 23 past the hour. Normally, at this point in the program, we have some comedy, something funny. But I'm not sure there's too much funny here. It's so, all right, here's maybe I'll. This is how we'll deal with funny. Okay, everybody ready?
Yes, ready.
All right, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden is not here because his dad passed away. In case you just joined us, going through that and various and other ancillary things to sort of review life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness or not. Here's after the Casey. Somebody sent me this email. I read them, and then I come back to them. I think, okay, this is pretty funny. A woman overheard in her car with her children over the weekend telling her children if they didn't start behaving better, she was going to move to Florida.
Without them?
No. Bad dark joke. Ugh. Got it?
Got it.
Okay. Now. Okay. The Stella Awards. How many people know what the Stella Awards are?
I don't think I do, actually.
If you are unfamiliar with these awards, they are named after Stella Liebeck, who spilled hot coffee on herself and then successfully sued McDonald's.
I remember her, yeah.
And got a lot of money. All right? You scratch your head when you hear about some of these things. So here's the next group of those. So get the scratcher handy, Jennifer.
Okay.
Here is, these are several of the Stellas for this past year. In fifth place, there are five award winners. At fifth place, Terrence Dixon of Bristol, Pennsylvania, was leaving his house. He was leaving a house that he had just burglarized by way of the garage. Unfortunately for Mr. Dixon, the automatic garage door opener malfunctioned and he could not get the garage door open. Worse, he could not re-enter the house because the door connecting the garage to the house locked when he pulled it shut. Forced to sit for 8 days and survive on a case of Pepsi and a large bag of dry dog food, he sued the homeowner's insurance company claiming undue mental anguish. Amazingly, the jury said the insurance company had to pay him $500,000.
What?
For his mental anguish.
Oh, my gosh, I think that's perfect. I think that's a great fix for him.
Jerry Williams of Little Rock, Arkansas, fourth place in the Stella Awards, awarded $14,000 plus medical expenses after being bitten on the butt by his next-door neighbor's beagle, even though the beagle was on a chain in its owner's yard that had been fenced in. Williams did not get as much as he asked for because the jury believed the beagle might have been provoked at the time of the butt bite because Williams had climbed over the fence into the yard and shot the dog with a pellet gun.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Ugh.
Amber Carson of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, another one of the winners, jury ordered a Philadelphia restaurant to pay her $113,000 after she slipped on a spilled soft drink and broke her tailbone. The reason the soft drink was on the floor, Miss Carson had thrown it at her boyfriend during an argument. Whatever happened to people who are responsible for their own actions? All right, how do you like those? There's a little bit of a chuckle.
It's a sign of the time, huh?
It is. It's a sign of the time. Remember that song?
Yes, yep. I do.
All right, so we have, well, at least there's a little chuckle now in our mannerisms and our voice. 28 after on Good Day.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here with breaking news. Let's go to Jim in the chopper.
Hey, Flo, looks like Progressive is offering the Snapshot discount. It's their biggest discount ever. Should be huge.
That's big, Jim. But what's with the chopper?
What do you mean? It's a chopper. Choppers are sweet.
They kind of are.
The Snapshot discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopfirst.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. 1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
What's under your skin today? 800-510-8255. I have a need to hear from people today, and I don't know why it is that I feel that I want to hear from you, but I want to hear from you. Tell us a story. Tell us, it could be a once-upon-a-time story. It's just, you look around at all of the stuff, the Kaylee Anthony garbage, and it is, it's just garbage. She's garbage. The whole thing is garbage. And then this business about the deficit reduction plan and all the carping back and forth and thinking, all right, what can we do to make things better? And then I get slapped, and so do you, in the face with a very interesting reality. The cities in our country that are doing better. I'm not sure that those of us who live outside of Los Angeles can actually imagine what Carmageddon is going to be like this week.
Ugh.
There is just no, those of us who love Southern California, I spend part of my time residing there. Jennifer lives there all the time. But if you've ever visited Los Angeles and you've driven the infamous freeways, you are not at all surprised to learn that Angelenos are calling the shutdown of both the north and southbound lanes of the 405 freeway Carmageddon.
Mm-hmm.
This is a project to widen what is known as the Sepulveda Pass,
right,
which, to describe it, in either direction. The 101 is to the north, and to the south, the 10, and then, you know, further on down, there's the 105. It's mayhem. I sent you pictures of old Los Angeles.
Saw those.
Did you open them? Tony, I sent them to Tony. She said she couldn't open them.
I got to see them.
And the reason that I dug them up is after you had, we were talking about this Carmageddon thing. My son laughs about it, and so my daughter, who doesn't have to drive in it. But it doesn't make any difference if you have to drive it directly. Now, it will create an unbelievable domino effect everywhere.
It will. But here's what's so funny. Living here, people,
yeah.
I mean, there are articles in the newspapers, especially this weekend, talking about how people, this is almost like a hurricane for us on the West Coast, since we've never experienced that.
Right.
People that are in the path of the 405 freeway have hunkered down. They bought supplies.
Yeah.
They aren't leaving their house for the weekend. They're all just staying home.
Yeah.
Even in Paso Robles, which is 3 hours north of Los Angeles, 2.5 maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are signs warning you against using this freeway. The freeway's not even near Paso Robles.
No.
I mean, it's hours away.
Yeah.
But it's such a big deal. It's such a big deal being made.
It will create such gridlock like you have never, ever imagined. The surrounding surface of Sepulveda Boulevard, which goes, it basically trails up and down on the, I always call it the hill. Jennifer lives on the other side of the hill. I live on one side of the hill. She lives on the other side of the hill. Mm-hmm. And the hill is basically the Sepulveda Pass, or the, you get up to the top is Mulholland.
Yeah.
And that's the top of the
It
of
separates
the
Valley Girls, like, you know, from the west side.
I remember because Ed's house was on just off of Mulhaven, and it, you could see from his house both the valley and the ocean. It was set in just such a place on the top where you can see, and that's the ideal. Jack Nicholson, a lot of people live up there because you can see both into the valley and you can see to the ocean. And it's really, it's quite stupendous, great views. Anyway, but this road, the detours, and I'm trying to figure out what they're going to do because there's no place to go. I'm envisioning where they're going to widen the road up the pass. It's hard.
Well, they've already widened it. See, they've already been doing a lot of work on it to begin with. So they've had the carpool lane has been.
But is it from the Getty Center up? It has to start at the Getty Center. And
yes,
go up
it starts at the Getty Center.
Yeah. And goes up the hill and then down on the other side to the 101?
Yep, that's exactly right.
So I don't remember. The last time I drove it would have been April. I don't remember seeing any.
They had a lot of work. They had the center lane on both sides. Or the middle lane, basically, the one that touches each other on both sides.
Yeah, they've done that over the last couple of years.
Exactly. So now they're finishing it up. So
all the radio stations out there are having carpool parties.
Yeah, they're all broadcasting from different vantage points.
Right, the hotel rooftop. Anyway. Yeah. Continuous, here's the news stations. Continuous updates online and on the air. Every 10 minutes on KFWB News Radio.
Dave made such a big deal. I think people are going to be scared to even move. I don't know if it's going to be that big of a problem anymore.
Well, the biggest problem will be those who have to come down from the north to go to LAX.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
And I have my little 18-year-old cousin from Wisconsin who has never been on a plane.
Really?
Her high school dream after she graduated was to come to California. And so she's coming out and staying with me for a week starting on Thursday. And thank God, I was looking at it as soon because I didn't even think about Carmageddon when she was booking her flight months ago. Thankfully, she comes in on Thursday before this all starts. I mean, it was right under the wire. So,
phew.
Sweat off my brow because that would be a pain to go get her.
All right. So you'll be surprised to know that Los Angeles is not number one on the city misery index. It is number two.
You can imagine other cities.
Number two. Population, the number two, this is the, when it comes to the danger, and danger is created by lots of different things, driving is one of them. So the number two most dangerous city in the United States is Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
The county has 14 million people, and there is, whenever anything happens, earthquake, tsunami, Carmageddon, all of these things, it just, there's no place to move. So then it becomes, when these frustrations build up, Los Angeles becomes a very, it's almost, because there is no room, it's something that just happens, it's devastating. But it is not the most dangerous city in the world. Do you know, I'm sorry, the most dangerous city in our country. Do you know what country, what, jeepers, crow, Doug, come on. Do you know what city in our country is more dangerous than Los Angeles, taking into effect all kinds of different things?
Is it the obvious?
Say again?
Is it the obvious?
No, it is not the obvious. No, as a matter of fact, it's not obvious at all. I was surprised to see that this city is the largest, well, it's, we're talking about big cities versus smaller cities. So I look at this city, and I think to myself, it's about, by the way, one-tenth the size, excuse me, of Los Angeles, in terms of population. But it is far more dangerous than Los Angeles or New York, because I know that's the other one you were thinking about.
Mm-hmm,
in fact, New York is not. New York's not even in the list.
Really?
Of dangers. New York has become
It's so safe there.
Yeah,
now.
Very safe city. 800. So you know, we talk about how these mayors. You know, people can yell about Mayor Bloomberg and Giuliani, who sort of started this thing, but he's not very sophisticated, and so therefore the attitude of the police had to change a little bit. and Bloomberg was able to get that, but still extraordinarily well-run, safe city. He's done an excellent job as mayor. Excellent job. Okay, so anyway, putting that out of the mix, what's the most dangerous city in America? That's the question. A little beyond the 2020 window, but we'll stretch it a little bit here. 800-510-8255. I will give you a hint. It has big league baseball, mm-hmm. big league football, big league hockey. A lot of major companies are headquartered there. Has major universities with national reputations. It has great culture.
But it's still a yucky city,
It still is the most violent city in our country. What city is that? Right answer gets a swell prize, 800-510-8255. This is I'm looking at, if I give you too much more information, it kind of, it's in a place where there's lots of weather. Maybe I'll put it to you that way. A lot of natural stuff going on there, especially this year. But it has been the site. No, it's an industrial city. But it's also an agricultural city. So there's a lot of big ag and a lot of big industry in this city as well. So what say you? 800-510-8255. A lot of interesting guesses on the line here. So we'll find out what the answer is in a matter of moments. First, I want you to think about how you're feeling this morning. How are you doing? How have you felt this weekend? Did you have too much to eat? Maybe last weekend was your vacation. You ate out a lot, or you had a lot of cookouts, and as a result of that, you took a lot of antacids, and you're still irritated. Your stomach is painful. You're bloated. You got gas. So if that's the reason for your needless suffering, I say needless because had you listened to me and listened to Ken Kronhaus talk about digestive health, you would have by now picked up on Natren's Healthy Trinity. Natren, N-A-T-R-E-N, Natren's Healthy Trinity. It is a brilliant, brilliant probiotic. I take it every day. Charlotte took it, used it. There's a special probiotic from Natren for dogs. Helped her get rid of her constipation, and also it helped her when things went the other way. You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it helps you the same way. Healthy probiotics. It's a routine you need to have, Jennifer. You need to be into this. And so as Natren, the pioneer in this probiotic field for 3 decades, as Natren has put together a deal for those of you listening to the Good Day program. It's called the Good Day Health Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. If you do not feel happy, healthier, your tummy isn't smooth and warm and not full of you-know-what, within the 90 days of this challenge, Natren will give you back all your money. Give you your money back. No questions asked. Here's what you do. You call 888-9-NATREN, 888-9-N-A-T-R-E-N. And when you are talking about the Good Day Health Challenge, when you mention that, the people taking your order will say, yes, ma'am or sir, you're getting a free 14-day supply with your order. So not only do you get what you pay for, you get free 14-day supply of Natren's Healthy Trinity. 888-9-NATREN. That's 888-962-8736.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
David from St. Paul writes, my son's wondering if he'll come to his class so he can get extra credit on his biology test.
Extra credit?
Well, if there are any questions on that test about who can make it easy to save money by combining your RV and car insurance,
which is an unlikely question for a biology test,
then the answer is Geico.
True.
For all other questions about RV insurance, I like to guess answer G. E-I-C-O.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business. Business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us. Business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for the mature eye care professional.
All right, let's get at this. This is going to be fun. 800-510-8255. We're looking for the most. This is purely in terms of rate of violent crime, the most dangerous city, large city in the United States. 800-510-8255. David in Mount Vernon, what say you?
Good morning. I say Seattle.
All right. That is not... close, but I appreciate that call. Thank you. Dave and Eau Claire, what say you?
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. Got a couple of people who say Pittsburgh. Nope, sorry about that. Good Lord, look at all these Davids. David in Stateline, Indiana, what do you say?
Detroit.
Detroit is not the right city. Thanks for the call. Brian in Cleveland, what do you say?
Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C. is in the top five, as is Detroit. And let's see here. Oakland, California's in there, but... not number one. Thanks for the call. Donnie in Philadelphia, what do you say?
Hey, this is Donnie.
Oh, I'm sorry. Donnie says, well, he says Philadelphia. Sorry about that, Donnie. Yeah.
Is that right?
No.
Yeah, I picked Philly.
Yeah, no, it's not Philly. You did pick Philly, but I looked backwards. Now. See, my call screener has the city where you are and then the information that you gave to the screener about what's what and who's who. All right, let's see here. Looks like Jim in Hibbing. What do you think the most dangerous city is?
St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis, Missouri is the most dangerous city.
Really?
Yep.
Huh.
The most. What do you, what gave it away, Jim? Did you know the answer or you just guessed?
No, I knew the answer. I read it in the paper about 3 or 4 months ago here.
Yeah. Yep. Most dangerous city. More crime, more violent crime, and that's because there's a lot of unemployment. It's not unlike Detroit in some ways. There is a lot of tornadoes, but oil and gas pipelines, lots of stuff with the weather this spring. All right, Jim, hold on a second. Thank you very much. 51 after on Good Day.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at hardshoots.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.hardshoot.com. www.hardshoot.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Now 53 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I just got an email from somebody who said, do you have any more of those Stella Awards? Those who did not hear this, Stella Liebeck, the 81-year-old who spilled a hot coffee on herself and then sued McDonald's and got a lot of money out of them, was the inspiration for these. We were talking about there are all kinds of first places in our lives, and the business about St. Louis becoming the busiest, or I'm sorry, the most dangerous city. Los Angeles is the busiest. The number one Stella Award winner this year is Mrs. Mary Grazinski of Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
Purchased a 32-foot Winnebago motorhome.
Or Winnebago, okay.
Yeah, the English call it Winnebago.
Uh-huh.
On her first trip home from an OU football game, having driven on the freeway, she set the cruise control at 70. She got up out of the driver's seat.
Oh, no.
To go to the back of the Winnebago to make herself a sandwich.
Oh, no.
Not surprisingly, the motorhome crashed and overturned. Not surprisingly, Ms. Grazinski sued Winnebago for not putting in the owner's manual that she couldn't actually leave the driver's seat while the cruise control was set. The jury awarded her, are you sitting down?
No.
$1.7 million.
For being stupid?
Plus a new motorhome from Winnebago.
She got up and left.
As a result of that, Winnebago has changed their manuals. So any of you who are stupid enough to buy a motorhome and think that you can
get up and walk around and go to the bathroom, take a nap.
If you don't think our court system is out of control, tell that story.
That's like a Lucy episode, isn't it?
My God.
Okay, Ethel, I'll go make some bacon or whatever she would do. Jeez.
Unbelievable. All right, let's get to our Technology Tailor moment here, making life better. Alex Goldfain is our Technology Tailor. Have you given any thought to the technology costs involved with raising a child? Jennifer has that to look forward to, and mine are out of the nest paying for their own, thank you very much. I remember paying for a little of it, but it never was a big deal. But it sure is these days, as we'll hear in a moment from Alex, who is our Technology Tailor. Up next here with the figures on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise?
Be like the 4 million who switched to GEICO last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
Here's a story from MSNBC.com about the cost of raising children today compared to 50 years ago. The average cost of raising a child in 1960 from birth to age 17 was about $25,000. That's $186,000 in today's dollars. In 2010, the cost was $227,000. College expenses are not included and would skew these figures even more dramatically. According to the report, the biggest variables accounting for the increase are health care costs, child care, and education. Child care went up because more moms are working now. But let me suggest one item that is not included in the comparison: the cost of technology. In 1960, parents didn't have to worry about buying and paying for cell phones and service, nor computers, internet access, iPads, iTunes, store downloads, apps, and on and on. Over the course of a child's first 17 years, I would guess that these numbers could easily add up to more than $10,000. Just saying. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Website downtime is trouble for leading online businesses like Amazon, eBay, and Google. They figured out a way to ensure uptime, but at a cost most companies cannot afford. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Load Balancer provides continuous availability and peak performance across multiple websites while preventing network intrusions. Don't risk downtime. Visit Barracuda.com/uptime to try the Barracuda Load Balancer free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/uptime.
Remember, Jennifer, we had LegalZoom as an advertiser?
Mm-hmm.
I keep getting information from them, and I find it pretty helpful, especially when news comes out that Apple iPhones are tracking our whereabouts. People get outraged. Once the dust settled, some of the outrage turned into, the same kind of stuff as you have with the those Stella Awards.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe it? Is technology doing away with our privacy? These location services things, Apple is narrowing down your location. It's like having a chip in your butt, right?
Yep. People can get you anytime, anywhere.
Yeah, I don't want to be got. How do I opt out of
you
the human?
Forgotten?
I think I'm going to opt out of the human condition, if you will. Thanks very much. It's 59 past the hour. Doug